Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Show 92.9 FM ESPN. It's time to talk a little bit of Grizzlies. Grizzlies won six straight. They've won three of their last four on the road, even though that's been some struggle. But they beat the Hawks last night, 123-119. We're able to get over the hump. And joining us now on his way back from Atlanta is DeMichael Cole from the Commercial Appeal on Twitter at DeMichael C. DeMichael, what's happening, man? How was your weekend?
Gabe, it was a good weekend, man. It was a good weekend, fun weekend, right? Get down to Atlanta. I love going to Atlanta because it's almost, I'm not going to say it reminds me of Memphis, but Atlanta right. has that cultural relevance like Memphis does. So you get down there, you got Gucci Mane performing at halftime. You got Lil Baby and John Morant signing the jersey, handing it over to Lil Baby. You got Lil Boosie and sitting beside T. Morant courtside, and then they're doing the swag surf. It's just a fun atmosphere when you go to a city like Atlanta.
Yeah, and they were eclectic last night. You had Gucci, you had Lil Baby, you had Eric Church as well.
Yeah.
Very eclectic.
Yeah.
With their courtside seats. Gotta love it. I really do.
Man, it's fun to watch. How
was Gucci at halftime? What'd he sing? What do we have him performing?
He did like a list of songs, you know. He did some of his biggest hits, and it's a halftime performance, man. It's Gucci, man. So you know, he's probably done a million of these. So he's not the performer that's gonna come out there with all the dancers and all the extra stuff. He's just gonna walk around in his Hawks jersey and just sing the lyrics to his song. But It was good. You know, he's got a lot of good songs, right?
Hey, do we still have is he still a clone? Like, wasn't that a big old conspiracy theory? Is that Gucci Mane's clone? See, I don't know if that's still around.
Look, we haven't heard of it as much lately. It was when he first got out of prison, it was a big thing because you look at the ice cream cone on his face, Gabe, it was a lot smaller. But he lost a lot of weight.
His cheeks weren't as big. That's what it was. He lost weight. He was working out while he was in prison. So but maybe it's still his clone. We'll see. We'll figure that out eventually. But talking with DeMichael Cole from the Commercial Appeal, Grizzlies have won six straight. And offensively, it has been fun to watch, man. Like, it really has been cool to see Luke Kennard come along. You have Desmond Bane and him. This is likely the best shooting exhibition we've seen from a Grizzlies team since they've been in Memphis. What have you thought of them offensively? I mean, in this six-game win streak, I think the lowest total they have scored is 112.
Yeah. Gabe, I keep going around to all the guys, and three words just keep coming back no matter who I ask, and it's pick your poison.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is now, Gabe. I mean, it's simple. You know, watching the Grizzlies, the last 4 years, you and everyone probably listening can attest to this. This has been the most dominant paint scoring team in the NBA by far. That's the reason why their shooting numbers over the last couple years could be so mediocre, and they still could be top two in the Western Conference because they are so dominant in the paint. John Morant's rookie year, the Grizzlies led the league in paint scoring. His second year, his third year, his fourth year, as of right now, leading the NBA in paint scoring by more than 3 points. Like, it's a clear gap between the Grizzlies and the number two team in paint scoring. This is what they do. And Desmond Bane was always the one shooter. You know, every now and then you'd have others. You know, Tyus Jones is capable of stepping up. Ja has some good shooting nights. Sometimes Dylan. Santi Aldama is a good percentage-wise shooter. Jaren as well. He's shooting the ball, you know, at a decent clip this year. Every now and then there's that second player that steps up. But now you have that consistent second guy. And it has made a load of a difference. I mean, when you got Desmond Bane in the starting lineup and you got Luke Kennard coming off the bench, and what we've seen is one of those guys is on the floor at all times. And not only is one of them on the floor at all times, sometimes now that Luke Kennard has gotten more comfortable, both of them are on the floor at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just now starting to see what I've been waiting to see. Ja Morant at point guard playing alongside of Desmond Bane and Luke Kennard. Because what do? You're not going to help off of Desmond Bane and leave him wide open. He's shot over 40% every year in the NBA. Like, you're not going to do that. You're not going to leave Luke Kennard open either. So what? You're gonna let Ja Morant drive one-on-one to the rim? Arguably the best paint scoring guard we've seen in some years. Going to let him go to the rim one-on-one? Like, pick your poison is what the players are saying. And, Gabe, that's truly what it feels like right now.
Yep, and he was Luke Kennard I'm speaking of against the Rockets, 10 for 11 from 30 points. And I looked up his numbers over the last seven from the three-point line. Because he's been in double figures each one of those games. 31 for 51, that's 61%. I mean, how likely do you think it is that this is going to stay? Maybe not at a 61% clip, but how long do you think that this is going to last? Luke Kennard being aggressive as he is, and Luke Kennard shooting the peel off the ball the way he is.
I mean, this guy is a natural-born shooter. I don't know if this is even a hot streak for him. This is just who he is. He was telling me in the locker room one day, Gabe, like, he even is surprised when he misses shots. Like, this is just who he is. This guy is a knockdown three-point shooter. And at the end of the day, because you have to pick your poison, I was talking to Quinn Snyder, the Atlanta Hawks coach, before the game, and basically we were asking him, like, hey, look, if it came down to it, what would you choose? Like, are you going to crowd the paint? Or are you going to stay attached to the shooters and let guys go one-on-one in the paint? And he basically said, if push comes to shove, we're gonna give up the shot. You know, we're definitely not – the number one thing you want to take away with the Grizzlies is transition scoring and paint scoring. That's how a lot of opposing coaches feel. So you're going to get those shots. So to your point, Luke Kennard is going to keep getting good looks. The Grizzlies want him to even take some where he's contested. I was talking to Ja after he shot 10 of 11 in that game. Ja said, you know what? We want him to shoot 19 of 20. And he wasn't laughing, Gabe. I thought it was funny, but he didn't laugh. He was serious. They want him shooting 23-point attempts. Like, there's no such thing as Luke Kennard shooting too many three-pointers on his team. And that's what his teammates have been on him about. That's what his coaches have been on him about. He's clearly heard it because every time we talk to him, he talks about how they've been on him about it. He's going to keep shooting. They're going to make sure he keeps shooting. And it's made a load of a difference for this offense.
Yeah, and Ja Morant's back, and potentially you get Steven Adams back for the playoffs. Do you still view, though, what they've been doing offensively, putting up a lot more three balls? I think in that game against the Rockets, they shot 42. They've been putting up a lot more. Do you view this as more of a transformation offensively, or do you think they'll get back to their roots as they get into the playoffs?
I think it's kind of both. I think coming into the season – this is always who they wanted to be. Taylor Jenkins talked about, I remember we talked to him before the season. He said one of the things that the Grizzlies wanted to do more of is layups and three-pointers. Eliminate some of those mid-range shots. The floaters are okay because they have a bunch of guys who can, you know, make floaters at a high rate. But they wanted to eliminate some of those shots. Let's say usually it's a lot of Dylan Brooks and Zaire Williams were the main two guys that I talked to about it because those are two guys who take a lot of mid-range jumpers. But they wanted to eliminate some of those shots and get guys to shooting more three-pointers. So this is who they wanted to be. Maybe the personnel didn't allow them to fully be that team, even though it was something being emphasized. And that's why talking to Zach Kleiman at the trade deadline, he just kept emphasizing they wanted a shooter. They wanted a shooter. Now that they're emphasizing shooting the basketball the way they were at the beginning of the season, but now that the results are different, guys are hunting out Luke. You know,
yep.
I don't know if guys would hunt out other shooters outside of Desmond Bane unless they were, you know, hot. You know, Tyus Jones has had some games where he catches fire, and the ball always finds his hand in that way. But the paint scoring has been so much better than the three-point shooting that they've kind of been forced into playing that style. But now you have the balance because they're always going to touch the paint. As Ja Morant said, the goal for them, if they get in the half court, the ball's got to touch the paint, even if it's coming back out to the three-point line. So that's what they want to do. They want to create this inside-out attack. And at the end of the day, it's going to make them more balanced. It's going to make them difficult to stop. And that's kind of what we've seen over this six-game win streak.
Talking with DeMichael Cole, Memphis Grizzlies beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Now, Jaren did not score 25-plus over the weekend. He had 18 against the Rockets on Friday. He had 15 last night against the Hawks. But that 15 last night was actually pretty impressive. 15-8, 6-for-10 from the field, still shot up over 50%, 5 blocks, 3 steals. Are we going to look back on this stretch? I brought this up last week with several people. Are we going to look back at that stretch of 5 games, 25-plus, what he was, I think he was 62% from the field. Are we going to look back and sort of point to that moment as when it all clicked offensively for Jaren?
I think so. And that's not easy for me to say because I've been that one person. Every time Jaren, I remember earlier this season, it was the Clippers game, I think it was. Jaren had a heck of a first half or a third quarter or whenever it was. And I tweeted, I said, all right, I know everyone's excited about what he's doing right now, but let's see if he can do it in the fourth quarter as well, because this is normal to us. We see him have these stretches of a quarter or two quarters. It kind of, that was what happened in the Hawks game, but it feels a little bit different now. And I'm going to tell you why I believe that. Talking to Taylor Jenkins before the game, man, I've asked him a lot about Jaren because I think I've said this a few times. Jaren is the key. You want to win a championship, that's the key. He is a 6'11" guy who is strong, who is powerful, who can get to anywhere he wants to get to on the floor, and he has grown comfortable in the paint, and he knows how dominant he can be. I asked him the other day, I was like, do you feel like guys can't stop you? He's like, every game. I've never heard Jaren talk like that.
Right.
Like, he's becoming, as Dylan Brooks would tell me, he's got to become more of a dog. Jaren is saying dudes can't stop him now. Mm-hmm. That's becoming more of a dog. So that's happening. But getting back to what I was going with Taylor Jenkins, talking to him before the game, he told me that he had a talk with Ja Morant when Ja got back. And the conversation was centered around the fact, you see how well Luke has been playing. You see how well Jaren has been playing. You see how well Dez has been playing. Basically, you see how well the team has been playing in your absence. Let's continue to emphasize those things that bring out the best in those players while also, you know, you yourself playing at a high level. I asked Ja, I said, well, what did you notice? What does that look like? And he said the perfect answer. He said what I've always thought and what we've talked about a lot. When Ja Morant is at starting point guard, the ball kind of gets held in his hands a little bit more. Mm-hmm. When Tyus starts at point guard, the ball is moving a little bit more. And there's positives and negatives both ways. The Grizzlies with Tyus Jones, to the negative side, is they're not as good of an isolation scoring team because the ball is moving around and you just don't have, you know, as many guys capable of beating guys off the dribble. Whereas Ja Morant, he's going to penetrate to the paint. He's going to force the defense to make decisions, which is going to get the other players in better scoring situations to, you know, create off the dribble on offense and whatnot. But basically, Ja understands now that Jaren needs the ball.
Yep.
He's in the low post to dominate the game. He knows where Jaren's got to get the ball, and he knows how to still have his game at a high level while making sure Jaren gets his touches. So it's one of those things, Gabe. It's strange to say, but it might be a blessing in disguise that, you know, Ja watched every game. He saw Jaren dominate just like we did. And it might not just be a light bulb for Jaren, but I think it's just as important that it be a light bulb for Ja Morant and knowing how to play alongside of Jaren.
Sometimes when you have tough injuries, it just gets necessitated. Guys have to do extra and pull more of that rope, and it feels like Jaren did that. Now, what do you think sort of the biggest step here for Jaren? Like, what has made the difference with him scoring? Is it him sort of flashing hand on the low block, using some low post moves, getting that repertoire built up?
Yeah, that's, I mean, the thing with Jaren, Dylan Brooks has been telling him for years, you can be one of the best players in the NBA. Since they were in the bubble, mm-hmm. told him you can be one of the best players in the NBA. And then now, Jaren, I think, is starting to realize it himself. As I said earlier, he's going into games saying these guys can't guard me. He is touching the paint, and you look at his shots. He's still taking three-pointers, and he's making them, by the way. But he is being more forceful, you know, getting the ball. Now you see the Grizzlies have like a go-to play for Jaren Jackson Jr. They'll give him the ball, you know, on the right block, and everybody gets out of the way. And it's all Jaren Jackson Jr. Usually, you know, he goes over his left shoulder, his right shoulder, excuse me, and he does that little left-handed hook shot. And it's money. So he has a go-to move in the post. He's bigger than a lot of the guys that are guarding him since he's playing at the four. And let me tell you what's going to be even more. What's going to be more of a factor is potentially when Steven Adams gets back. Because what some teams are able to do right now to counter Jaren Jackson Jr.'s dominance, let's go back to the Hawks game, right? The Hawks started that game off with John Collins on him, smaller guy. Jaren feasted on that matchup. You talked about that first half. I think he had 11 points in the first half. Finished the game with 15 points. Why? Because the Hawks said, okay, he's trying to play big boy ball. Let's put Clint Capella on him. Clint Capella got a block on him late in that game, impacted some shots. Like, Clint Capella is a big-time, big defender. But they switched a smaller defender on to Xavier Tillman, which some teams are able to do right now. But you can't do that when Steven Adams gets back.
Right.
You're not putting a smaller guy on arguably the strongest guy in the NBA. So you're just going to have to hold your own with whoever that smaller guy is guarding Jaren. So there's even newer levels, I think, at the end of the day, that can be reached with this stretch that he's been on.
So speaking of which, I believe Taylor Jenkins gave somewhat of an update on Steven Adams. What did that sound like, and what's your feel on his potential return to play? We know it was 4 weeks, so that would lead us into sort of the beginning of the playoffs. Then we decide from there. But what's your feel on Steven Adams?
Yeah, I think we're talking about beginning of the playoffs here, working back in, and from a conditioning standpoint, you know, he's doing things now. Whereas he's around the team, so he's able to do, even when he got close, you know, before he had to get the stem cell injection, you know, he was running the stairs and doing little things like that. One thing I've always said as it pertains to Steven Adams is he's able, his game isn't, he doesn't play the right, I don't know the right way to say it, but his game isn't predicated to slumps, you know, he's just stronger than guys. Like, I don't think there's a slump for that. He's not one of those guys that, oh, I have to come back and find my shooting rhythm or the game's moving too fast for me. He's just going to come back, get in front of you, set a hard screen on you. He's going to go to the basket, get those offensive rebounds, and, I mean, his game is going to continue. So,
yep.
I think the playoffs is a realistic return. You know, if you look at the 4 week period, he could possibly return for one of the last two games. I just think that's a long shot. And even if he does, it'll be, you know, minimal minutes. And at the end of the day, we're talking about him ramping up during the postseason.
Last couple of things for DeMichael Cole. Now, we look around the Western Conference. Grizzlies have that two-game lead on the Kings. It feels pretty nice considering when you look at the rest of their schedule, you have Magic coming home here tomorrow. And then Wednesday, Friday, you're going to have the Clippers at home without Paul George. And then the rest of the schedule, I mean, outside of that game at the Bucks, which we don't even know if Giannis or any of their stars are going to play, considering that's the second-to-last game of the year. Like, what do you think about the Grizzlies and where they could be by the end, probably in that two spot? But what do you think about them in the Western Conference? Feels like it's still about as open as it possibly could be.
It's very open. It's very open, and people have had this conversation, you know, with me about why does the two seed matter so much? You know, it didn't end up mattering last season. And the point is, if you go down the Western Conference, just go down all the way down 1 through 10, my challenge to anyone out there is find one team that's bad at home.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of these teams, the Clippers are the only team that decent at home. I think they're 20-18 or something.
They're
like
about
that
even home and road. Their splits are about the same.
And that was my point. They're the one team that's also really good on the road as compared to all the other teams. I think the Clippers, the Nuggets, and the Kings are the only teams in the West that are over 500 on the road.
Yep.
Everyone else is well below 500. So with that being said, you get that two seed, you secure home court for at least the first two rounds. And me personally, this is my personal opinion, I think if the Suns as right now, they're looking like they'll be the fourth seed. If they stay healthy, they are the perfect matchup of the type of team that could beat the Nuggets, which would give the Grizzlies, you know, home court throughout the Western Conference. So that's why I think the two seed is important to secure. And they are in a good spot because you're going to play a team like the Blazers, right? The Blazers beat the Grizzlies in the last matchup, and Damian Lillard scored 40-plus. But the difference now is you're going to play the Blazers. It's seeming like, you know, Damian Lillard, they're trying to shut those guys down, him, Nurkic. Those guys missed the last couple games, and I see Shaedon Sharpe. Like, they're getting the young guys more minutes. Trendon Wofford and those guys are getting more of the playing time over there. So it seems like the Blazers are kind of tanking the rest of the season away. That's another matchup you got. It's going to come down to those two Clippers games. If the Grizzlies take care of business against the Clippers, they'll be in position to get that two seed, and that will be important, I think. No matter who you play, I know there's a chance they could get a healthy Lakers team and whatever else, but you get home court. You just protect home court. It's simple.
Are you slower to buy in on the Suns considering the injury problems they've run into in the past? Of course, Chris Paul, literally it feels like he can't go through – the playoffs without getting an injury. Kevin Durant's been on the shelf for a while. DeAndre Ayton's about to come back. Like, how much does that concern you when we talk about them? Obviously, a lot of people in the national media, that's the team, that's the darling, that's the sort of starting five they're going to go with going into the playoffs.
Yeah, that's very concerning. I mean, because we're not talking about one or two guys here. Even Devin Booker, right? I think in the finals, when they played the Bucks in the finals, his hamstring, he had a hamstring injury he was playing through. And, you know, he missed part of the first round series against the Pelicans when the Pelicans took them, I think, six or seven games.
Yep.
Devin Booker had to come back in that series towards the end, and they said he wasn't even fully healthy then. So it's Devin Booker, it's Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, you know, since he tore his Achilles. He's been up in and out of lineups. If healthy, they are dynamic. I mean, we all know that. But that is such a huge question mark that you can't really depend on it.
Yep.
And that's why I say, like, hey, if that team's healthy going against the Nuggets, they have the personnel. Like, you know, the Nuggets, they're susceptible. The way they like to play defense, they're susceptible to giving up mid-range shots. And that team in the Suns, they just so happen to have three of the best mid-range shooters in the NBA. So they're the type of team that could beat the Nuggets if paired against them. But when you factor in health, that's not a team that I would trust to do any of those things.
Mm-hmm. No question. I get it. Now, last thing for you, a team that was in the top six, basically a protected seed all year, has fallen all the way out of the play-in. The Mavs, this is a painful death we're watching. With the Kyrie acquisition and where it's headed, you have two games with both Luka and Kyrie in the lineup over the weekend against one of the worst teams in the NBA in the Hornets, and they lose both.
Man, Gabe, I'm gonna localize it a little bit here, and I want the Grizzlies fans to really hear this. This is why it's not the worst thing in the world when you just say, hey, I don't want to go get this superstar, I don't want to go get that superstar. Because look at this. On paper, Kyrie and Luka, I mean, I was talking to Xavier Tillman in the locker room one day, and he could not understand why it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, the Mavs were so – they were Western Conference Finals last season. They beat the 64-win Suns. They had a formula that was working. You just had to – you know, you added Christian Wood, you got another scorer down low, but now this Kyrie and Luka thing, maybe it'll work over time, but their defense is bad now. And it's because you get rid of a Dorian Finney-Smith, which is your top defender. And he could shoot the basketball, you know, at nice clips. Spencer Dinwiddie, another guy who basically, like Kyrie, takes pressure off of Luka.
Mm-hmm.
But with Spencer Dinwiddie, he was more comfortable being that second guy. We've seen situations now with the Mavs. Luka will throw the ball to Kyrie. Kyrie will throw it back to Luka. And they're trying to figure out, wait, you take the shot. No, you take it. No, you take it. it was Luka's shot. So I just want to make sure Grizzly fans understand that everyone wanted to go get OG Anunoby and you know, everyone else, all these flashy moves. At the end of the day, the Grizzlies went and got Luke Kennard for like a second round pick in Danny Green, and he's made as big an impact as, you know, many of these trade deadline acquisitions. Whereas you're seeing the Mavs now, they lose one of their best defenders. They're struggling to defend. Luka and Kyrie both like the ball in their hands. and they're trying to figure out how that works. So that just goes to show the all-in move is not always the right move.
Yeah, and the chances of Kyrie signing again in the offseason doesn't seem very high at this moment.
That's
the bigger part, right? Like, that's the part that's going to make Mark Cuban and that front office look so ridiculously stupid by the end of this thing.
Yeah. That's the part where you might not have Luka for much longer.
Yep. No question. No, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But, DeMichael, appreciate it, man. Drive safe.
I appreciate you, Gabe. Talk to you later, man.
Yes, sir. And that is DeMichael Cole, at DeMichael C on Twitter. He is from the Commercial Appeal, the Grizzlies beat writer for the Commercial Appeal, also from the Locked On Grizz podcast, so check that out as well. Now, we have to go ahead and get to the Blitz. We'll talk about some Tiger basketball and recruiting. We'll talk about Ben Simmons and the Nets announcing he'll probably be away from the team the rest of the year. And also, NFL owners' meetings have begun, and we have some coaches, GMs, making some interesting comments along the way. We'll be right back with the Blitz, 92.9 FM.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's college basketball station. The best college hoops and stories in Memphis live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's hoops place.
There's no better time to hit the court for some exciting college basketball action. Download the BetMGM app today and bet during the wildest month of the year with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Last year, more clients hired Morgan & Morgan than ever before. With over 2 million phone calls last year alone, more people in more cities across America want more Morgan & Morgan. When you hire Morgan & Morgan, you're also hiring a family business. And after 35 years, we now have more offices, more staff, and more lawyers than any other injury firm in the world. Protecting America. Fighting for you. Injured? Call Morgan & Morgan.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
For nearly 18 years, we've been delivering brand new vehicles right there in the Memphis market. And now we're excited to announce that Red River has a Toyota store right here in Wynn, just a short hop across the river to get the best deal on a new Toyota than anywhere else in your state or our state. Or we can bring it right to Memphis and drop it off in your driveway. You can order yours online right now at RedRiverToyota.com and we'll bring it to you. So check us out at RedRiverToyota.com or come see us and win.
If thrilling slot machine action is your game, the all-new Southland Casino Hotel is just the place. With a 2.5 football field long casino floor, Southland offers the most Buffalo and Dragon Link slot machines in the Mid-South. Our new Buffalo Range section is home to hundreds of the most popular Buffalo slot titles. Plus, we feature Dragon Link, Dragon Cash, and other fiery favorites. With 2,400 machines to choose from, slot some time in your day for Southland. Plan your trip at SouthlandCasino.com. Must be 21+. Plus, play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Now could be a good time to learn another way to make a living. Learn a skill at More Tech. Their grads, auto techs, welders, machinists, air conditioning techs, plumbers, and electricians are earning more. 97% of More Tech graduates get jobs. Worried about costs and tuition? Through Pell Grants and Tennessee Promise, eligible students will finish their degree without debt. Earn a degree, have zero debt, and be immediately qualified for skilled technical jobs or a trade. Learn a trade to make a living wage. Go to moretech.edu to learn more. That's moretech.edu.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. While 2023 may no longer feel like the new year, there's no reason you can't create a new you thanks to New Balance shoes. Whether you're looking to be more active or just curious where the crossroads of style and function meet, we've got you covered at the New Balance Memphis store. It's why everyone from supermodels and celebrities to regular folks like you and me can be found wearing New Balance shoes. Come find a shoe that'll help define the new you at the New Balance Memphis store.
At Kroger, shopping with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, deals, and rewards on the same high-quality items. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And right now, stock up on your favorites during the 10 for 10 sale. Mix and match participating items and get 10 for just $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are, from Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
To buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores. 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time.
It's time to go dancing. Download the Odyssey app today to get started.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer. Is this for real?
Apparently. See terms and learn more at Discover.com/match.
Tonight, plenty of clouds and breezy with a low of 48.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
When disaster strikes, do you know who to call? Gabe Kuhn here for Service Master by Cornerstone. When you have a disaster around the house, call Service Master by Cornerstone. It's the largest franchise and a 600-mile radius. But don't just call them because they're the largest. Call them because they're the best at solving your problems of a disastrous nature. I hope none of these things happen to you. Water damage from busted pipes, an overflowed toilet, frozen pipes. If you have smoke damage from a fire, if you have mold, just good old damage caused by a storm, whatever it may be, call Service Master by Cornerstone. They have recently helped tons of commercial and residential buildings and homes with frozen pipes from the recent winter storm that ended 2022. No matter the place or size, they're here to help with the damage. Tyler, president and owner of Service Master by Cornerstone, and his team are here to help you at moments like this. Their motto is, we don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name, locally owned, locally operated, Service Master by Cornerstone. If you have any disasters around the house, call this number, 901-459-3675. Again, that's 901-459-3675. Let's go ahead and get to the Blitz.
Now, the biggest stories.
Overloading the line.
A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We got some Memphis basketball recruiting news. David Tubek decommitted from the Tiger basketball recruiting class today.
Yeah, so that's interesting. I mean, grand scheme of things, this is a talented fellow. This is a talented young guy, Dream City Christian. He's a power forward, 6'6", 215 pounds. Has some ability, but at the same time, I mean, is it really anything to fret about? He's a 3-star. He wasn't the highest rated guy in this recruiting class out of high school. There's still five guys, I should say, that are signed. Mikey Williams, J.J. Taylor, Carl Sharonfont, Ryan Force, Ashton Hardaway, Tylor Johnson, still waiting on him to sign as a point guard. There's some issues there, but we'll see what happens with it. But grand scheme of things, I mean, considering also Ian Granha on Friday decided to get into the transfer portal.
Right.
You have scholarships open for guys that you can go get in the transfer portal, and that's what wins in college basketball. We saw it with the Tigers this year. You have an older team. They're able to get into the tournament easily. Now, I know that there are people still a little bit depressed about watching FAU make this unreasonably good run, but at the same time, there's so many guys that the Tigers on the transfer portal are getting involved with. Khalif Battle from Temple, who averaged 18 points a game there. Eddie Lampkin, another big from TCU, 6'11", 300 pounds. Nick Timberlake from Towson, one of the best three-point shooters in the country. Amari Abram from Ole Miss. I mean, Davion McKnight from Western Kentucky. There's a lot of opportunity out there for Penny Hardaway, for the staff to take advantage of what they can get on the transfer portal when you have open scholarships. So, yeah, I mean, you want to see David Tubek ultimately sign, but at the same time, I considering last year and what Penny Hardaway was able to do on short notice, I think he has a little more time to figure this out this year. I think it'll all turn out relatively well.
Yeah, I mean, what it tells me is that, and this is what the trend kind of suggests, is Penny is prioritizing high-level recruits, as in five stars, and the transfer portal.
And he should.
And like with guys like this, I think it's one of those things where you probably have a discussion like, hey, you're probably not going to play much this year. And nobody wants to hear that, right?
Right.
Like, I think that it would change, you know, if these guys knew coming in, some of these guys knew coming in, hey, I'm going to probably sit for a year. Like we saw with Jonathan Lawson, right?
Right.
But a lot of guys don't want to hear that, obviously. And it's why he's prioritizing the transfer portal. I get it.
And considering what this program was able to do this year with prioritizing the transfer portal, and older fellas, older players, experienced players, I don't see why he needs to go back to signing eight different freshmen to a recruiting class.
Right.
And I think he has found his way, and that's good to see.
Yep. Rodney Terry near finalizing a deal with Texas after their Elite Eight run.
It looks like a five-year deal on the table worth $3 million per year. I mean, he absolutely deserves it. He got that team through the Elite Eight. With all the Chris Beard nonsense in the beginning of the season, he gets fired. Ronnie Terry has to step in to make sure that they at least stay the course and figure themselves out. If they would have fallen off a cliff, he would not have gotten this job. But what he did, able to get them through the tournament to a good spot, this was something I thought was a little bit overdue there by the end. They were 29-9 in conference, in the Big 12, in the hardest conference in the entire NCAA, in America. And also, I think when you look at him winning the Big 12 tournament, that's got to mean something in the grand scheme of things. Now, ultimately, here's where I'll go with this. I don't know how this works out long term. Ronnie Terry's been at UTEP. He's been at a bunch of different spots, never been a fantastic coach. He's right around 500. So, with the amount of talent and facilities and everything at his disposal, sure, maybe he can turn this job and it could be his most successful one yet. But, I mean, we've also seen the past few years here in the AAC, Isaac Brown was able to stabilize that Wichita State program when Greg Marshall had all of those issues, and that ended up faltering. He gets fired this offseason. So I don't think that this is necessarily a hire that I would immediately point to and say he's going to have a tremendous amount of success. But at the same time, what he did stabilizing their program and what he did in feeding into those kids, he deserves this job.
The Brooklyn Nets have announced that Ben Simmons is, quote, probably not going to join the team for the rest of the season.
I died, man.
What
okay.
has happened to this
Well,
dude's
I mean,
career?
Like that My trade, God. That trade too. We talk about the James Harden and all the pieces moving back and forth. I mean, this is embarrassing. Ben Simmons is, I think, as far as the kids would call him a cooked product. He's just not good. He's just not good anymore.
Yeah, I mean, a requirement of playing in the NBA. I would think requirement number one of playing in the NBA is you cannot be afraid of the basket.
You have to take shots.
Yeah,
you have
to actually shoot the ball in the NBA in some form or another.
Have you seen the stat about Mikal Bridges through 1 month with the Nets and what Ben Simmons did his entire time with the Nets?
No.
Have you seen this stat?
No.
In 1 month, Mikal Bridges has scored 348 points. And this was yesterday, so I think he scored more. He added to this. But Ben Simmons in his entire career with the Nets, 291 points. I mean, it, you brought him in thinking he could be a guy who could handle the ball, maybe a playmaking four, depending on who was there with Kyrie and KD. And everything has gone awry. And now you have him on this big contract,
Dude.
And you can't trade him. No one wants him. So,
right.
I by the end of the year, it's, you know, there's an injury here, there's an injury there. I know his back hurts and he has some back issues, but damn, man, this has just absolutely spiraled out of control on the Nets, and they have no way of making their return on investment back, and it's embarrassing. It's tough. And Ben Simmons, like, I sort of wonder, going forward, maybe he can play a role on a team. But damn, what's that role look like?
No,
role?
I don't. I think that he'll be just a guy that's on benches because of like what you know, because of like the aura surrounding him. Like he'll collect NBA paychecks. He'll be on benches. I doubt he'll ever play in a game.
But we've also talked about this with the NFL, right? Like Cam Newton, for example. Why he doesn't get jobs? Because you know it's a distraction behind a starter. yada, yada, yada. How much of a distraction would Ben Simmons be at the end of a bench for somebody if you have a starter that's struggling? Would that fan base want to put him in there? Or, I think there also is a thought process behind the rest of the NBA, and NBA fandom realizes that he's pretty cooked at this point,
at this moment.
Yeah, and it's tough to see, man, because this is a guy who I thought really had a whole lot of ability, all-star, can handle the ball, 6'8", can rebound, can dish out assists, but it has all just gone as bad as it could potentially
really
have gone.
Bad.
And we have not seen him play at a high level since the regular season, 2 years ago when he was with the 76ers, and that playoff situation when he wouldn't shoot the ball, when he had a wide open layup and passed it. I mean, damn, man. Damn. That's all I can say.
Crazy. Okay, on to the NFL. Bill Belichick spoke to the media at the NFL owners' meetings, gave some short answers in typical fashion, but he was asked about reasons Patriots fans should be optimistic for this upcoming season. Here is what he had to say.
Would you say anything to the fans right now as to where the team sits and what you're trying to put together? What would you say to them right now if they were listening to this?
Long way to go. It's March. We play in September. A long way to go. A lot of work to do.
And what would you say to them to give them a reason to be optimistic for what's ahead for the Patriots?
The last 25 years.
So we have Bill Belichick saying what should make Patriots fans optimistic the last 25 years. So he's resting on his laurels now at his old age. This is unbelievable to think about because, you can't just look at the last 25 years and talk about what the Patriots are now. Tom Brady was a part of the Patriots the last 25 years. That's right. Why you won so many Super Bowls. And when I look at how he's drafted, he hasn't drafted overly well. He's had some things within the margins that have made sense. Jack Jones, he's decent later in the draft. But think about his last three first-round picks. Last year was Cole Strange, a guy that they didn't expect to get picked until the middle of the second round. Then you had Mac Jones, who you tried to replace last year with Bailey Zappi, if you'll remember. And then the year before that, it was Kyle Duggar, who's become a decent player, but that was a guy you didn't even have to draft that high. When you talk about, too, his off seasons, he's let Stephon Gilmore go, J.C. Jackson go. He lets everybody walk. Jacoby Myers is now out the door. He doesn't want to pay all of his talent. So, I sit here, and by the way, he's the GM, for people that don't know that. I just don't understand how he can really say, okay, well, how can we be optimistic about what we've seen lately, the last 25 years? No, because the last 3 years you were third and only had 7 wins in 2020 in the AFC East. In 2021, sure, you got through the wild card, but you got absolutely smoked by an in-conference rival in the Bills in the first round. And then last year, you didn't even make the playoffs. You were 8-9. So, what are you talking about when you say the last 25 years should tell you where we're headed? That's not the truth of it. That's not the truth of it. It's just bothersome to me that Bill Belichick has done all of this bad the last 3 years that we can't talk about almost because he's so legendary. Last year, he didn't even give his quarterback, who he drafted the year before, a chance because he had Joe Judge and Matt Patricia running the offense. And they go 8-9, and we're supposed to be surprised by that. No, I'm not surprised by that. Maybe this year will be better because you have Bill O'Brien back in the building. But he has made a lot of errors the last 3 years, yet he wants to rest on his laurels. I just find it a little bit embarrassing, and I find it disingenuous.
Yeah, and I mean, they're going to be picked last in that division.
They should be.
Yeah.
They should be. They'll still play decent defense. They'll have 7-8 wins, but they're not scaring anybody. They're not scaring a single soul. When we talk about the grand scheme of potential Super Bowl winners in the NFL. And once upon a time, every single year, no matter what that roster looked like, we thought that because Tom Brady was there at the top, and that's just not the case anymore.
49ers GM John Lynch on the quarterback situation in San Francisco, he said, I think Brock Purdy has earned the right with the way that he's played, and he's probably the leader in the clubhouse at that. I'll let Kyle make those kinds of decisions, but I know when we talk, Brock has probably earned the right to be the guy. If we were to line up, he'd probably take the first snap.
That's interesting. You drafted a guy in Trey Lance who got hurt. You're not even going to give him a look, I guess.
To try to claim his job back.
Yeah, if I'm reading through it, it seems like they'll probably give him a look, but Brock Purdy's going to have the inside track once he gets back from his Tommy John, his UCL injury. And, I mean, I don't find this overly surprising. He was 7-1 with the 49ers. I think he was third in the NFL with QBR, fifth in completion percentage, first in yards per attempt with around 9 yards per attempt. And he really just sort of set the table for a team that had a good running game with Christian McCaffrey, that you could dump it down to Christian McCaffrey if you needed to. You have a decent offensive line. But I find this interesting. In March, at owners' meetings, he wants to say this and put this out there. Mm-hmm. You sort of wonder how Trey Lance is feeling about it behind closed doors. And you know, if it doesn't work out with either of those guys, they don't have the Jimmy G fallback plan like they once did. So we'll see what happens. But this is a little bit surprising to me that in March he's saying this.
I wouldn't be, especially after this came out, I would not be surprised if the Titans are not heavily involved. I mean, Rand Carthen was a guy who was really involved in the drafting of Trey Lance. And so you would think that, you know, the Titans with a kind of up-in-the-air quarterback situation might try to do something there. Because I think that Tannehill's tenure is going to be short-lived with the Titans. He's not going to get another big deal with them.
If that were to happen, you almost have to send Ryan Tannehill in. If there was a trade there somehow, I don't know what the packages would look like, but you almost have to send Tannehill back to the Niners because they wouldn't have a fallback plan at all if they trade away Trey Lance and don't have a quarterback.
Yeah,
you can't go sign Johnson again, you know?
I think it makes a ton of sense. Like, if you're rebuilding, that's the writing on the wall with the Titans right now.
Go get a good return of picks plus Trey Lance if they're offering it.
And then Ryan Tannehill would be the starting quarterback over Brock Purdy.
Yeah, but obviously
that has to do with
the 49ers wanting to make that move.
Of course,
right? But I think, the point you're making, too, like, when we talk about Ryan Tannehill and the systems he fits in, we've seen him run play action and be decent pushing the ball downfield.
Right.
He can do that within a Kyle Shanahan offense. But we'll see. We'll see. I just find it interesting. Again, Brock Purdy is being lauded as a starter after 8 starts behind a really good offensive line with all those weapons. I mean, we're going to have to see how it works.
Johns?
Yeah.
That's a tough injury. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's gotten better with the rehab over the years. Mm-hmm. Like, you can sort of take it out of the baseball book, right, if you're a quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, some of the pitchers in the MLB come back stronger after Tommy John. But it's interesting, to say the very, very least, about Brock Purdy. John Lynch saying Brock Purdy likely, if the season started today, would be the number one quarterback there in San Fran. But that'll do it for the Blitz. We have one more segment on the way, and it will be the Rewind. That's next.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of Service Master by Cornerstone are the experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. They use all modern methods to repair the damage, be it a home gutted by fire or a 5-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. Service Master by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone.
Calling all the Mid-South. Bobby J is waiting for your call today to drive off in your new Kia from Gossett Kia on the Pike. 2023 Kia Soul LX 333 a month, $27.99 due at sign. Or 2023 Kia K5 LXS 362 a month, $31.99 due at signing. And 2023 Kia Sportage LX all-wheel drive, $381 a month, $34.99 due at signing, all 36-month lease. And if you can't find what you're looking for, let Bobby J order a new ride for you today. Plus, Kia's best-in-class warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles, 20 cents excess mileage. Sold P7866988, MSRP 22945, K5 PG200 400, MSRP 26455, Sportage PG107225, MSRP 29790. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance 200. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/31/2023. Dealer stock only. Warranties limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
This is Rob Joyner with James Davis, one of the finest men's clothing stores in America, and we are ready for spring with 5-pocket performance pants in every color imaginable. New print performance knit shirts and sports shirts, perfect for work or the golf course, with Peter Millar, Johnny O, and Left Coast Tee. If you need a fresh look for work or for the spring parties coming up, Our new sport coat selection is a must look at. We have two Paul Bettinelli suits for $895, regularly $650 each in an array of colors and patterns. And our perfect fit alterations at no charge. Don't forget our Stant custom shirts with new spring fabrics. Just three measurements and the computer gives the perfect fit. In 2.5 weeks, the shirts arrive starting at $138 and hundreds of fabric choices. James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, an incredible shopping experience. Visit anytime at jamesdavismemphis.com.
Life is stressful enough without wondering if your insurance covers any mishap or misfortune. Let Trippett Insurance take that burden away. They're the experts on finding you the best coverage on your home, auto, toys, and life insurance. Their locally owned family business works with multiple insurance providers to offer you a wide range of options. Sign up for a free entry for a $25,000 dream build from Dirty South Customs. Learn more and get a free quote at 901-365-1472 or online at trippettagency.com.
Tournament is heating up. No better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book. That's because right now, FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. Not $100, not $200, not $300, up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. That's C-A-L-K-I-N-S. That's the promo code. And sign up today to claim your no sweat first bet. Then you can wager on everything from the money line to point spreads to which teams will be cutting down the nets. Once again, don't miss your shot at a no sweat first bet up to $1,000. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to sign up. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. If you have joint pain and they're telling you surgery is your best option, please stop what you're doing. Call QC Kinetics. Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. Folks at QC Kinetics use the latest, most advanced regenerative treatments to bring long-lasting pain relief the natural way. Regenerative medicine harnesses your body's own healing agents to restore and repair damaged tissue in your knees, hips, shoulder, and back. The precision treatments are done in the office, no drugs, no downtime. QC Kinetics has hundreds of clinics all over America and thousands of satisfied patients. So if your joints are aching from arthritis or injury, look beyond steroids and surgery and call QC Kinetics. You can get relief and avoid going under the knife. Doesn't it make sense to check it out? Here's what you do. Call QC Kinetics now at 901-445-1010. Once again, that is QC Kinetics. Call them now. Avoid surgery at 901-445-1010. 1010.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So, you've got an oil change coming up. Consider STP conventional high mileage to save on motor oil for your everyday vehicle. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP oil filter for only $26.99. Do the complete job for the right price. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples, and I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Now, it's the Rewind. Now, we
play it back like Rewind.
Brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. Rewind on 92.9.
Grizzlies are on a 6-game win streak, and Luke Kennard is showing his value. 31 for 51 from three of the past 7 games, all in double figures. He had that 30-point barrage against the Rockets. That was unbelievable. 10 for 11 from three. Ja is back in the starting lineup. It's really hard to feel negative about this Grizzlies team right now. DeMichael Cole from the CA joined us to talk about just that at 6 o'clock today. Also, we have the Final Four set. UConn, FAU, San Diego State, and Miami for 3 of the 4. No natties. And this is their first Final Four appearance. Parity this year in college basketball is at an all-time high, and it feels like people are almost surprised that we have this end result, even though the number one team in the AP poll, we set a record for those teams getting knocked off It's weird to see all these people around the country being surprised by that. But also, Jeff joined at 5. If you want to play back the whole show, download the Odyssey app and search 92.9 ESPN.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
It's kind of light tonight in the world of sports. So we'll go with the second game on. You do have the Women's Elite Eight going on ESPN. So that's probably the primetime show tonight. But we'll go with the second game on NBA TV tonight at 8:30. It is the Philadelphia 76ers at the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets coming off a win over the Milwaukee Bucks. 76ers coming off a loss to the Phoenix Suns on the road. And they are 7-point dogs tonight, the Sixers are.
Yeah. What do we think?
No Embiid.
Where are we at, Big Bet? Big Bet Bennett.
What about Embiid? I mean, is he ducking the MVP showdown?
Is he ducking the smoke a little bit? Maybe. Kendrick Perkins says so, but Kendrick Perkins says a lot of things.
Yeah. I'm going to say Denver handles business pretty easily tonight.
Well, no Joel Embiid in a lineup for the 76ers. Who else do they rely
Seven's
on?
Big,
I guess James Harden, but James Harden offensively, he can't pick up what Joel Embiid is leaving behind.
Yeah,
Tyrese Maxey, same thing.
I think Nuggets want to hold on to that one seed. Like, you know, the Grizzlies are I don't think, going to be able to catch him, but they're in the rearview mirror a little bit. They're not far off.
By the way, on Friday, you left Big Bet Gabe in here to make a pick, and I picked the Grizzlies minus 13 over the Rockets. We got there easy.
Oh,
easy money. 151, 114 was wasn't even remotely close.
No.
Didn't sweat that a bit.
No, so that team is garbage. It was not going to be close two games in a row.
Well, Dylan Brooks came back, played a little defense. Yeah, it was always headed that direction.
Yeah.
Fast forward.
Christian Fowler will join the show for his normal Tuesday spot tomorrow around 6. We'll talk Penny's transfer portal targets, Tiger football, among other things, as spring practice rolls along. I think they had their first scrimmage this weekend. Also, we're sure to have more discussion from the NFL as owners' meetings rage along. And this Lamar Jackson story this whole week is going to lead the way. He has asked for a trade from the Ravens. He said he did it on March 2nd, but there's a lot of other conflicting reports. Ian Rappaport saying Lamar Jackson and the Ravens were talking about a potential contract last week. So there's still negotiations going back and forth. We'll see how it ends. We'll see how it ends. But it's just, a lot of non-update updates in the Lamar Jackson story as we roll along. But that's a wrap for today. Thanks to Michael Cole and Jeff Calkins for their contributions to today's show. We'll meet back here same time tomorrow. But in the meantime, Joe and Amber are going to be next. For Bennett, I'm Gabe. Be easy, be safe, and enjoy the rest of your night.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
At Kroger, shopping with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, deals, and rewards on the same high-quality items. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And right now, stock up on your favorites during the 10 for 10 sale. Mix and match participating items and get 10 for just $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles, 20 cents excess mileage, sold P7866988, MSRP 22945, K5 PG200 400, MSRP 26455, Sportage PG107225, MSRP 29790, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance 200, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 3/31/2023, dealer stock only, warranties, a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
Hey, Jeff Allen, you ready to give Memphis your best deals at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
That's what I always do, Randy. How about a 2023 Kia Soul LX, only $333 a month and $2799 due at signing? Looking for luxury? 2023 Kia K5 LX. Excess $362 a month or $31.99 due at signing. Both 36-month lease.
Or how about the 2023 Kia Sportage LX all-wheel drive?
We got it at $381 per month, 36-month lease, and $34.99 due at signing.
And don't forget Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And Jeff, what if I don't see exactly what I want?
I'll order it for you, Randy, so whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
Online, KiaMountMoriah.com.
The home stretch is here, and Memphis Shelby County Schools is kicking off its Miss School, Miss Out attendance campaign. I know it's been a long year, but you can't finish strong if you don't show up. Show up for your friends. Show up to crush the teacup. Show up for lunch. Whatever your reason, Memphis Shelby County Schools want students to keep up, show up, and finish strong. Because if you miss school, you miss out.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. The last four teams in the men's college basketball tournament are set. Games coming up on Saturday to determine who's going to play for the title next Monday night. In the first game, San Diego State against Florida Atlantic, like we all expected, or not. San Diego State, a 1.5-point favorite, but looks like San Diego State's going to get bet out to at least two here, total sitting at 130.5. And in the second game, Connecticut, who's the favorite to win it all right now, Connecticut, a 5.5-point favorite against Miami with the big come-from-behind win against Texas over the weekend, total 149.5. Again, as of right now, it looks like San Diego State is the only team getting